Well, we wish you a blessed Christmas, a Christmas of enjoying and appreciating, as our first song sung, the riches of His grace. That is a beautiful reminder to us of what the Lord has provided for us, and Christmas should be a time of appreciating and enjoying His grace. John opens by saying, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And then it goes on to say, of His fullness have we all received in grace upon grace. So appreciating and appropriating the unspeakable gift is part of our response. David asked the question, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of His benefits? And he doesn't say we should pay this or that and the other thing. It says we should take the cup of salvation. And so the greatest response to the Lord's goodness and grace to us is to take the cup of salvation, to offer Himself as a sacrifice for the sins of the world. He is deeply concerned about these disciples. And so in verses 6 through 19, we have Christ's compassion for His disciples. And He refers to Himself so many times in each of the bear them now. And yet He does say that He has given to them everything that they need until the Holy Spirit comes and takes of the things of Christ, restores these truths to their memory, and teaches them all things, and teaches